Good morning, Dr. Shenandoah. Taking 6-minute walk test on patient Donald Tomlinson. This goes to the VA on 8/4/22. Mr. Tomlinson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 93%, period. After walking 223 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Tomlinson. This goes to the VA on 8/4/22. Mr. Tomlinson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was severely impaired and was severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. A paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 3/17/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph. Impression severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Peggy Reel, R-E-E-L. This goes to Crystal Bell, comma, PA on 8/4/22. Mrs. Reel, I guess it's Reed, R-E-E-D. Mrs. Reed performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of impairment in flow rate, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/8/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 8/4/22, Mr. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 98%, period. After walking 307 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 98%, period. It is noted that he has arthritis in both knees, which could have impaired his ability to walk, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. On patient Leroy Williams, so this goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 7/14/22, Mr. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. That's complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. And when compared to a study data 10/17/18, there's been marked improvement. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Leon Smith. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/19/22, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/5/22, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jan Mousley, M-O-U-S-L-E-Y, on 7/19/22. Mr. Mousley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator, a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%, period. After walking 301 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, and this report goes to Dr. Tai. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Mousley. This goes to Dr. Tai on 7/14/22. Mr. Mousley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators. Paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy, hyphenated last name, Marron-Asti. This goes to Dr. Lieborn on 7/20/22. Mrs. Marin Asti performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction, no bronchoreactivity noted, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.